The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. Morning, everyone. As we've been doing every Sunday, if we could start by praying our prayer for vocations. It's also in your order of worship. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our homes those who are needed for thy work. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. Once again, good morning, everyone. We did the vote before Mass, right? I wasn't paying attention to. We did not do the vote. Okay, so we're going to do it after my homily, all right? The other announcement I had was... it's coming up pretty soon, is what we started, I think about 2 years ago, maybe three, is just having a relaxing day to just enjoy each other's company. Out on the lawn here, a family picnic, and when we first conceived this, we thought a good time in the summer, after graduations and everything, and before we, you know, headlong into the festival, would be around the end of June. And I went, gee, that's right around my birthday time. So then they kind of... lop that onto it too, so it's kind of a birthday celebration. And this year, actually, the Sunday actually lands square on my birthday. So on June 24th, which is also the birthday of John the Baptist, I love Bishop Morlino's quote recently. He's done this before too. He says, "We need to pray to the patron saint of politically incorrect, who is John the Baptist." Well, must be something about the day you're born, right? So that's coming up on June 24th. I think that covers all the announcements. Mary Lou would be out in the pew going like this. But anyway, so today we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, usually celebrated on Thursday. In fact, in our diocese, it would celebrate it with the bishop. Beautiful procession at Roxbury and... it's a gorgeous, gorgeous feast, but it's a feast that we recall what Jesus did for us. You know, we talk about the heroism, right, of those who go off to fight for us in wars, and those who actually give their lives, we say that they gave the ultimate sacrifice. Okay, and that's what we're really talking about here. Jesus decided, no, we're not going to talk about blood of bulls and goats as a sacrifice. I'm going to give my own blood, he said. And so literally when we come here for Mass, we are in essence, all right, doing what our Old Testament brothers and sisters do. We're being sprinkled with the blood of a sacrifice. The word sacrifice itself is beautiful. Sacrificare, to make holy, okay? That's what they did. They wanted to become holy, and so they would be sprinkled with the blood of these sacrifices. That's what's happening to us here. We want to be made holy. And so Jesus said, I'm going to give you my precious body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, and in the form of bread and wine, so don't get squeamish about seeing actual flesh and blood, all right? But I'm going to give you my literal body and blood so that you can be holy. Also, it was a form of protection, to plead the blood of Christ. Cover me in your precious blood. We have a very important event coming up, and it actually started 2 years ago, and many of you have participated in what's called Novena for Our Nation, right? And so it started in the presidential election year, 2016, and we picked it up again in the year of 100th year of Fatima, and now we're doing it, and now it's kind of rebranded because when we did it here last year, Poland did it, and they went to all their borders. They called it Rosary on the Borders. 1 million people went out to pray on October 7th, 2017. 1 million. New York Times did a huge story about it. Okay? So now we're calling ours Rosary Coast to Coast to kind of build upon what's going on there. And looks like we're going to be doing it as a nation. But here's what we're adding to it. And that's why I bring this up again today, that this is coming up. August 15th to October 7th is that 54 days. We're going to be praying together, okay? And you know, too, that we use those daily reflections. I put it in book form. But we're also adding this, and I think it's very important. Don't we know that the devil's going wild right now? Okay, he's insane. I mean, you never wake up another day without being shocked by another form of evil in the world. It's just crazy. And I believe, and I think you would too, believe what I'm saying here, is that I believe the reason the devil's going crazy right now is because he has to. Because we're picking up our spiritual weapons. We're putting on our spiritual armor, something that we neglected for some 50 plus years. All right? I always quickly mention again that when I was in seminary, we didn't have 1 minute of exposition of the Blessed Sacrament for adoration. If you were seen as a somebody who had a devotion to the Blessed Mother, had a rosary, you probably were asked to leave because you're a fanatic. That's where we were. Okay, that's where we're coming out of that so fast. Okay, Pope John Paul, particularly the last half of his pontificate, he preached beautifully on the devotion of Blessed Mother, called us to pray the rosary, devotions. Pope Benedict, it's same. Pope Francis is picking it up as well. But we're seeing more and more adoration. We're seeing more people with a great love for the Blessed Mother, devotion to the Holy Rosary, okay? So all that is my way of saying is that the devil feels threatened right now. Where before he could kind of sneak around in the dark and just kind of run unabated because we weren't using the only power to defeat him. Okay, supernatural power. Our Lady who crushes the head of the serpent. We weren't using it for all those years. Okay, so what's happening right now is maybe more important than ever. I believe that we are on the very precipice or the edge of turning back to a culture of life, okay? And the end to abortion in our times. I think we're recovering. Again, the devil sees this. He sees it coming. He sees people starting to, take notice and pick up their weapons and put on the state of grace, the armor of God. Okay? So here's what we're adding in the context of the 54-day Rosary Novena. Many of you have heard of Father Chad Ripperger. Okay, he's one of the leading lights, I guess is what I'd put it, among exorcists, because he's such a profound speaker and writer, okay? Has a lot of things on YouTube and that. But Father Chad Ripperger actually is going to be here on November 2nd, just before the election, by the way, on the Feast of Holy Souls, okay? But Father Chad Ripperger is a strong proponent of what's called the Auxilium Christianorum. And it particularly asks us to call on Mary in the version of Virgo Potens, the Virgin Most Powerful. And he asks us to do these daily prayers, and he put a little booklet together like this. It's real thin, and half of it actually is Latin. So the prayers are just, there's some prayers that are you do every day, and then there's just like a paragraph for each of the days, okay, to add to it. But one of the prayers that he asks us to do is what's called the Litany of the Precious Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, okay? One of the leading lights of exorcists in the nation, possibly the world, says do this. Why? Because it is so powerful. And because it places us in a place where we have great protection. My loved ones, my family, I want you protected. I want the devil to stay at bay. I'm your shepherd. We got to keep him out of the gate, out of the fence, out of the gate. Keep him at bay. God has provided for us ways to do that. I urge you to think about adding Mass times beyond holy days of obligation. If you could get, if it works with, I know everybody's got 83 million kids nowadays, and that's wonderful, and so it makes it almost impossible to do that. But if you could add receiving the precious blood, body and blood of our Lord, you know, even more than the days of obligation. I'm not saying that you're out of God's protection if you don't, okay? I'm just saying it's powerful. But pray this litany. It's just, it's not that long. It's right here and here. Okay? A very, very powerful. But what are we saying here? We're saying that yes, there is such a thing as supernatural power of God. Yes, God has shown us how to plead the blood of Christ, how to get his divine protection, how to be there under the shadow of his wing, and also to wield the power that he wants us to bring to the world. But we know this. Always it says, Jesus will say, ask for whatever you want and it'll be done for you. For those who follow the will of God. Okay, I'm paraphrasing there. For those who follow the will of God, the more obedient you are, we are, the more protection, the more blessing, the more power that we have. Virgo Potens. Virgin Most Powerful. I love that. I love that. And there's actually a way, too, that you can become a member of the Auxilium Christianorum. No fee or anything. I think you just give them your name and email address. But it means that all those people are praying for each other, especially. And again, it's great. I love it, especially because one of the key things is they pray for priests in this, especially members of the Auxilium Christianorum. I'm going to get more and more books of these. I'm also going to provide a link to where to get these, okay? I think it's just $5 for that. But my brothers and sisters, it's on, okay? The devil is as angry, I think, as he's ever been. Why? Because he feels threatened. Because look at this beautiful gathering today. He hates this. He hates this. And he wants to destroy this. Oh, he wants us at each other's throats and factions and dissensions and all that. He tries to get in. He tries to swell us up with pride. He's trying every tactic possible to ruin this. And by this, I mean, yes, this is awesome at St. Mary's, but this is happening in so many places around the nation and the world. People who are saying, yes, we need the supernatural power of God. We need his strength. We need the very blood that makes us holy, sprinkled with the blood of the Lamb. That makes us holy. We need that right now. And the devil's going, uh-oh. Uh-oh. They're starting to get it. And that's going to destroy me. Okay? Let's stay very close as a family. Avoid the temptation to divide. That's just the diabolos actually means division. Okay? Let's do all that we can to be together. Let's do all that we can to be as close to God as we can be. Frequent confession. Extra time at Mass beyond holy days of obligation. The Holy Rosary, okay? And also the litany of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Finally, this Friday is the Feast of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. We love this feast. You want protection in your home? You need to enthrone an image of the Sacred Heart in your home. I've been out to a few people. I've been cleansing, spiritually cleansing, exercising, and blessing homes. Call me and schedule that. Summer's a perfect time for me to go out and do all those things. Okay? But especially, and Cardinal Burke is a strong proponent of this. He actually has a whole booklet on it. But enthrone the image of the Sacred Heart in your home. The organization called Americanese Fatima actually offers these for free. I think it's one of the most powerful Sacred Heart images that there is. I happen to have 30 that I put out in the narthex. So the first 30 families that get out there, one per family, please. But it's a beautiful image. I'll get a bunch more, but suitable for framing. But whatever image you want to put in your home, that's a wonderful, wonderful way, again, to keep the devil at bay, okay? This house is serving God. Me and my house will serve the Lord, okay? Is what this is saying. You are not welcome here, Satan, especially with this powerful image. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.